The Economic Reform Program, ERP, is government's strategic plan of action to generate sustained economic growth and the long-term development of Jamaica. Co-chairman of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Richard Biles, in a recent interview with Ian Boyne, gives clarity to the ERP, noting that the program is producing positive results. Here are excerpts of that interview.
Talk to us about the importance of the government's economic reform program, why we need to meet those macroeconomic targets.
Ian, can I just step back a minute and say, for years and years, we were managing the economy in a way that ignored this cancer that was building in us. And what is that cancer? That cancer is the debt to GDP. We were contracting more and more debt to the point where we couldn't even pay off the debt we had without borrowing more debt to pay it off, to the point where eventually lenders said, stop, I'm not prepared to lend you anymore. What another illness, and that was an illness to import. Didn't want anything local, everything had to be imported. So this appetite to import meant that we had to have foreign exchange. And so government wasn't just borrowing Jamaican dollars to feed its appetite, but also for it had to borrow US dollars to sell to the public so that the public could feed its appetite for import. Couldn't go on. Our reserves fell to 800 million US, not sufficient to carry the country for the minimum of 4 months' imports. So we were at a crisis in 2013. So Jamaica had to go to the IMF program. And the IMF really has done what the doctors would do to that cancer patient. Ran the MRI, ran the CT scan, took the blood pressure, took the blood, analyzed the blood, all of those things. Those are the macroeconomic indicators. So the same way that a doctor would look on a CT scan and say, I think things are coming on or not doing so well, that's what the macroeconomic indicator does for a little bit more. Sometimes a patient can be recuperating, you know, because when they run those tests, they see that internally you are getting better. But what you see on the outside, the chemo make your hair drop out because you're in bed, you get a little weak and you lose some weight. Those are the things that we're looking on in the economy and saying, my gosh, this program is not working. But that doctor knows that when he runs the tests, he knows what's happening inside. And that's what the macroeconomic indicators say to us. And today, every one of them is positive.
Everyone.
Today, debt to GDP is better. Current account deficit is better. Inflation is lower. Employment is better. So everything that you can factually assess the economy on is better. If you talk to somebody who lives somewhere between Ocherius and Negril, they will tell you the family they have or the friends they have that work in the hotel industry, hotels are 80% occupied. Everybody has a job. The family that they have or the friends that are in the business process, outsourcing business, 18,000 of them are employed. So if you live on that strip, you have a different outlook on what is happening. Hotels are being built. 2,000 rooms were refurbished and are now open in that place of Ocherius to Negril. 2,500 are under construction today. Come down to Kingston, South Coast, not so evident, because this is a part of the economy that is more focused on the domestic buying and selling, and which took the brunt of the punch from devaluation, the brunt of the punch from higher taxation. I would say, though, that just recently, meaning the last quarter, maybe the last two quarters last year, you have seen a pickup. Purchasing power has returned somewhat. Why? Oil prices have fallen, so electricity costs is a little less. Your gas pump price is a little less. But in the last quarter, every businessman that I speak to tells me it was their best quarter in years. And I believe when those GDP numbers come out, you will see that that quarter was a strong quarter. The Chamber of Commerce Business Confidence Index and Consumer Confidence Index up and up strongly. So there's a kind of dichotomy in the economy. But I think even in this Kingston era, people are beginning to see some small green shoots that the economic program that we're on is producing some results.
Co-chairman of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, Richard Biles, speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.